This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder. Over the last 6 weeks, we've been speaking with a number of health practitioners from a range of disciplines to learn how they are approaching these different and challenging times. Today, we are speaking with longtime personal fitness trainer and Pilates instructor, Julia Carver. Hello, Julia.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. So first, let's just talk about how the last 6 or 7 weeks have been going in your quarantine life. How have you been doing?
You know, I've been doing well. I've had to change gears, obviously, because my studio closed on March 18th due to the governor's mandated closure. And so I basically started up some virtual mat Pilates classes. And I have 3 classes a week, and they've been going extremely well. And then I've just recently added a virtual body pump series to the schedule. So the series is basically consisting of, there are 20 of us, and so I've loaned out my equipment to these folks, and we're meeting twice a week, and that just started this week.
Okay, so you've had to really shift gears on how you do your business. You own Pilates Body Studio downtown, near the grocery store downtown. But I was thinking, can we start with having you just give a really good description of what is Pilates?
You bet. Pilates is a form of exercise which concentrates on strengthening the entire body with an emphasis on core strength. So basically, in a nutshell, you're strengthening from the inside out, and we're focusing on strengthening the stabilization muscles that help support the pelvis, the shoulder girdle, the arms, the legs. And we also focus on strengthening small and large muscle groups. So we don't ignore those. But to have those stabilization muscles strong, that's what's going to improve your general fitness and everyday activities. And it also greatly reduces the chance of injury.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of your stabilization muscles? Would they be abdominal muscles per se?
Right, like the transversus abdominis, the rotator cuff muscles, the real small muscles inside the body that help to support bony structures as well as large muscles.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe what a typical Pilates practice might look like?
You know, it really depends on if you're involved in doing mat Pilates or if you're working out on the apparatuses like the reformer or the Cadillac or the chair, the barrel. If you're doing a mat Pilates class or exercise, then you'll be primarily working with body weight. And a lot of times we use props, props as well. So we'll use rings and toning balls, flex bands, that kind of thing. So for instance, if you're doing what's known as an ab prep, which is, it's kind of a fancy term for crunch or curl or sit up, you'd be on your back with your knees bent. You would find a neutral pelvis and spine, and the breathing is also key in any of these exercises, whether it's done on a mat or if it's done on an apparatus. So you focus on your breath and your engagement, your core engagement, which, is your deepest muscular layer that you've got, your pelvic floor and your transversus abdominis. And so you're using the breath and that engagement to do the exercise. So for instance, with the ab prep, you're laying down, you would take a deep breath in, gently nod the head to put the cervical spine in safe alignment, and then just lift the torso up, in doing your ab prep or your crunch. Mm-hmm. So there's the mind and the body work in conjunction with one another. And that's what really helps to strengthen those muscles, because you're really focused in on what your target zone is, what you're trying to hit.
So, Julia, I'll tell you, right before we went, before I got on the show today at 3, I spoke briefly with the show's producer, Scott Burton, and he was wondering if you could talk us through doing a short exercise. I'm totally putting you on the spot here. Could you think of something easy that we could do at home right now with you?
Absolutely. No problem at all.
Great.
If we are going to do what's known as a multifidi strengthener, and multifidi are the smallest stabilization muscles that you have that run from the lumbar spine all the way up to cervical spine. And so they stabilize that whole spinal column. And if you're on a mat, you'd be on it, what we call quadruped position. You'd be on your hands and knees, and you would basically make like a nice square with your arms and your legs and your torso, so that you have a flat back or what we call a neutral back, so that you're not rounding the upper back, the upper portion of your spine. And from there, you would make sure that your wrists are directly under your shoulders and your knees are under your hips. From there, you would engage your abdominal core by starting with a Kegel, and it's a gentle Kegel. And then you would engage your transversus abdominis by gently drawing the belly button toward the spine and then up toward the head. And once you're there, then you take a nice deep breath in on the exhale. So you inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth. You would raise opposite hand, opposite knee, just barely off the mat, about maybe half of an inch, if even that much, off of the mat. You would maintain that, hold it, and then put those, you know, the hand and the knee back down, and then repeat on the other side. So by doing this, it's a very small range of motion. You're strengthening the multifidi, and you're focused on a small stabilization muscle group.
Okay, that's great. And just so you know, I was actually doing that right here in the studio along with you. So,
oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
So that was great. I hope that some of our listeners right now also had a chance to try that out. If folks want to join you in some of the classes you've been doing online, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is to go to my website, which is PilatesBodiesJuno.com. And if you scroll down on the homepage, I have a link that will take you to right to MindBody, which is the software that I use for folks to sign up. And I've got a schedule online. My mat classes are Monday nights at 5 p.m., Wednesdays and Fridays at 12:05 p.m., so right there at the noon hour. And each class goes for about 55 minutes, and you can sign up right there on my website. If you click that link, it'll take you right to the area that you need to sign up, and you pay online. You're registered, your waiver is signed, you do that online, and you're good to go. And then what I would do is send whoever signed up, I would send them the Zoom link, and then you would just link in the day of the class.
Okay, great. And as Alaska is looking to open back up a little bit, are you starting to think about how you might bring people back into the studio?
Yes, I feel more comfortable starting out with just my one-on-ones or my duos, where we have just one client or two clients in the studio at the time. And just take small measures like that, make sure that everybody is safe. That's extremely important to me, to make sure that not only am I safe, but my clients are safe, mm-hmm. and that we're approaching this in a safe and, thoughtful manner. So we're not just rushing back into it.
So,
I would also continue my virtual classes, my mat Pilates, and I hope to also continue my body pump series.
So any final thoughts or recommendations on how we all can stay grounded and sane in these very strange days?
You know, that's a great question. And what has helped me immensely is just to get outside and do my workouts outside. We've been climbing mountains. We've been running trails, getting out and doing some kayaking. Just to get out in nature has helped me tremendously. If I stay inside for too long, I get a little bit of cabin fever. So getting outside and, you know, just getting away from the news and the media and hearing, you know, report after report after report about COVID has really helped me keep my sanity. And also my virtual classes, being able to connect with my Pilates Bodies peeps has been wonderful. It's been a saving grace for me, for sure.
Yeah, I think we are so fortunate in having to go through this to get to do it here, where we really can just, you know, get a few steps outside our door and we can be away from people and in beautiful, fresh air places. So, yeah. Julia, yeah. I wish you well. Thank you so much for joining us today on the program and for sharing about Pilates Bodies and the practice of Pilates.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity. And I look forward to seeing you in class when it works for you.
Okay, you got it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.